Hear ye, hear ye, 'tis a throwback Thursday. Hark the herald's call in stings. Come hither and lend us your drummeth, and journey back with us through the recesses of our past. Sorry.
Very good. You know what that reminds me of?
Maybe
only the Welsh listeners will know this, but Tocyn Diwrnod.
Oh, I love Tocyn Diwrnod.
To those who are not aware, Tocyn Diwrnod was like a thing they used to put on history lessons.
In our Welsh school, but
they couldn't be fucked to teach a lesson. And it was about this magical double-decker bus that these kids would get on, and they go back in history and then relive like a big fucking battle or something. And the way he just said, and Frank just said that then, was very reminiscent of the intro to that.
I've actually tried to find them because I wanted to buy them. I fucking loved Tocyn Diwrnod. It's one where they go to see like Henry the Seventh, and at the end, because Henry the Seventh was Welsh and the Welsh helped him get on the throne, but at the end of it, he turns his back on Welsh people and doesn't like help them. They close the door on a Welshman's face, and it's the funniest scene. It's such like a ham-fisted metaphor.
I remember an episode where they did the Battle of Hastings, and it was a guy who got hit in the eye.
Harold Godwinson, is it?
Godwinson, yes. The guy who plays like the kind of, he's almost like the teacher that's taking him on a bus tour. He's the guy who played Godwinson, who got fucking nailed in the eye. And I remember seeing that in the history class, and he goes, ah! And he has an arrow in his eye, and there's a tiny bit of blood, and we were like, oh, this is fucking sick, bro. This is fucking sick. History is sick.
History is sick. And on that note, history is sick.
It is sick.
Yeah, and we're looking to show you that history's sick by getting you into our older episodes. So if you're listening to this podcast now, you know our earliest or more recent stuff, but we've been going for like a year and a half, and we've been really lucky to have a whole bunch of new listeners recently, but we notice our earlier stuff doesn't have the same kind of downloads or listens. So it's quite a back catalogue to get into. So each week we're going to play you a snippet from that episode, from an older episode, and then if you like it, you can follow the link in the bio to go check it out. The link in this podcast notes, go check it out.
And depending on how long you've been following, you know, you'll either get an episode you've missed along the way, a brand new one, or a rerun of one of the classics. And either way, the pop culture references in it, or maybe not pop culture references, but certainly the references of the time are going to be extremely dated. But that comes for either way, so you're fine.
And also, we like recorded them like a year before we released them.
Yeah.
I think Liz Truss was still kicking about.
Yeah, there's one where we quote the Will Smith slap, and didn't go out for like another 6 months after.
A finger on the pulse.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's it. So yeah, enjoy this. Dylan Grandor.
Cheers all. I got up and I made my father-in-law and myself a sausage sarnie.
Beautiful.
Right, which was lovely. I completely forgot that I told my brother to come over at cock o'clock with a breakfast roll from Greg's. So we finished the sausage sandwich, went, oh, there we are, that's me full. And then my brother went, hello. And he was like, I got these breakfast rolls for
was
you.
He on
and
it
I
was like,
no, we tried to tempt him, but he was too much of a fan.
For the audience, cock o'clock means early in the morning.
Oh, yeah. I just assume everyone knows our stupid vernacular.
I'm hungover, even if I look at a pint, a volcano erupts in my gullet, and I need like the fucking Gaviscon jizz blokes to come and jizz down the old throat.
Jizz blokes. I hate it when you say that. Yeah. Disgusting.
I need the old fireman jizz blokes together.
Stop saying it.
I'll move away from the jizz blokes, but you know the Rennes? I call them Rennes, like a little French one.
Rennes Albigas, yeah.
I usually have about 20 Rennes to get me going, but we're having a beer now, and it's we're starting quite early. Both having a beer, and I feel okay. I think.
Yeah, I just seeing your little face come through the door put me up a lot. I was in a fucking pit before you came out. I was talking to the dog, and I was like, he must have been depressed as well because the way I was talking to him, I was like, oh fuck this, like I can't be asked. But then you turned up, and your little face, I was like, you know what, it's gonna be all right. It's gonna be all right today.
I think I mentioned to you before, I was looking I was scrolling through socials this morning, and Lad Bible came up with a thing of Anthony Joshua rolling like a pancake meal, like a spliff, and he was like kind of doing it to me, oh, I'm a laugh. And one of the comments underneath was so fucking lame. It was like, you know, like Facebook users are fucking losers. They like migrated now to Instagram. So Joshua was like rolling this big pancake, like a spliff, like Pancake Day, I assume. And one of the commenters went, "Huh, I bet Snoop Dogg would approve of this." Sideways laughing emoji.
Oh my god! Like, yeah, you know, it's the sideways one as well. It's not just the tears one; it's the one on the side. It's the ultimate like boomer emoji.
That's so true, man. Anyone who does a sideways laughing thingy is a boomer. It's such an old, I can't understand why, but the side was laughing emoji is so boomer.
I know exactly what you mean. I couldn't explain to you why that is like an older generation's version of the laughing emoji. But just use the straight on, nice and level, laughing, crying face.
They're one step away that's from being like EDL or something like that with the old laughing side. I mean, that's quite a strong accusation.
That is a huge, huge take. That back. But
just tired. No. Someone else commented under it and just said the word blunt. It's like, blunt. Oh, cool, you understand drugs.
Fun. What a great contribution to the world you are.
Fucking degenerate, but go to
we fucking hate everyone today, don't we? No. Fuck everybody.
I don't know about you because I'm not in the same room as you, but I got my hand, I got my elbow on the table and my head in my hand. I'm not even looking at anything.
Hey, mate, if I'd have bothered to plug the desk in, right, you can adjust the height of the desk. It's a bloody little. Yeah. I nicked it from Amy's work. Apparently, guess how much that would cost if you got it new. £800.
I thought you were going to say
Look at your desk now. Do you think that's £800 worth of desk? No. It's just a fucking surface, isn't it? That's what I said.
That's your attitude to a lot of stuff, though, isn't it?
It's fucking surface, isn't it? It's just food. It's just love. It's just feeling.
Love
whatever.
Is just a surface.
Just a surface that we have to live with.
Alright, should we get good? I can already feel myself.
Oh, yeah. Let's get this fucking done, shall we? Yeah.
Alright, there's a battle. Done.
Right. There's a battle. Who's in Wales? Fucking there we
no one else. It probably only represents Wales in a good light because we're
absolutely biasing a lot.
No, come with me on a journey through time and space, and let's travel back to 1136, where Wales was uprising against the expansion of the Norman invasion into this green and pleasant land. So the Normans, which is sometimes a little bit confusing, remembering like the etymology and the chronology of Vikings and stuff like that. So the Normans, I think, were Vikings who settled in Normandy for a good couple of hundred, a good years, you know, for a while.
That's right. And they finished. They became like their own thing, didn't they? Like
they are Vikings, but settled in France after the Vikings had been fighting in Paris. And after they finished their conquest of England in 1066, they then turned their eyes to Wales. And who can bloody blame them? Just look at us. We're
in terms of topography, we are the sexy little minks in the corner, aren't we?
So after William the Conqueror had done his shebang, by 1094, he had a son who predictably called King William II. He had taken over most of Wales. But as all conquerors' sons, he was a bastard, and the Welsh had started a revolt. So apparently he was really cruel to people living in Wales, and he was a very cruel, cruel king or leader. And by 1101, Wales had regained control of the greater part of their country under the long reign of King Griffith ap Cynan. However, as I mentioned, this battle took place in 1136, so by now the Normans were back, and this time it's personal. They had reconquered parts of South Wales and were looking to complete the conquest of all of Wales. But due to them being, and I quote, gratuitously cruel to the people of Wales, rebellions and uprisings began. So this battle comes straight after a decisive Welsh victory over Norman forces near Swansea in the Battle of Llechwr, which killed around 500 Normies. The old Norman Price again getting fucking booted out of his Italian cafe. This Lord of Ceredigion called Richard Fitzgelbert de Clare, which is a man with three too many names.
I say, have more names, mate. Fucking hell.
So Richard Fitzgelbert de Clare. De Clare is always in. Gilbert de Clare is a name that comes up in Welsh history. Fuck them.
Yeah, he must have a strong lineage through the country. Yeah. But he's declared, like you said, does come
he's
up
around.
In a couple of other episodes,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, he is. He's around it must be his family, but it's around a couple hundred years later for Glyndŵr and other people. Anyway, Quinson.
you've done him there, mate.
Fuck you. Yeah. Also, so many different things. Fitz is like German. Richard's English. Declare is French. Pick a fucking lane, mate.
Fucking make a decision, for Christ's sake. He reminds me of Ricky Fitz from American Beauty. Do you remember that film? Where it's like, you know, he's the guy who like films the band like floating in the wind. And I just imagine it, like, a bunch of these fucking losers just going like, oh, it's so beautiful. And like just watching some grass swaying in the breeze. I'm like, what is life? And then you get fucking shot with a longbow, fucking dead. Yeah. See you later.
Anyway, to declare, he was quite ignorant to the anti-Norman sentiment that had been going on, and he was not a Ceredigion, but he'd barely been in Wales for most of the year. So when he was returning, he ignored the warnings that it would be dangerous for him to venture back to Ceredigion with such a small force, and he carried on without care in the world. So he was travelling back with not a massive army, just enough to kind of get, you know, a decent-sized one, but nothing overwhelming. I'll go into the numbers in a little bit. But on his way back, lo and behold, upon his travels, he was indeed attacked and killed by the men. Sorry, bird.
Beautiful.
He was killed.
Get it out of you, mate.
Killed by the men of Yodwerth ap Owain. This death sparked more rebellion and confidence in other parts of Wales, where it led to the sons of Griffith ap Cynan raiding many castles the Normans had occupied and plundering the much valuable gold and provisions. This incident caused the Normans to rally a substantial force, and that leads us to the Battle of Creagmar. So, Christ, I'm struggling.
I'm so glad you're doing the bulk of this. Like, I'm just here basically sleeping.
For the ride.
I'd love to. I just got my eyes, you know, like Gandalf sleeping with his eyes open.
No, I don't. That's me at the moment.
Of course you fucking do. Don't lie to me.
That was that personal.
You just absolutely fucking got my last nerve there.